South African, based in Los Angeles, is fighting global ad fraud. Mark Dalloween of Truthsets Online is with us now. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Chris, and thanks very much. And hello to all your viewers.
You're welcome. So how do you go about exposing ad fraud?
You go about by using the right tools, which we call them more modern tools, which really have revealed over the last many years. It's not as though it's necessarily new. Just the levels of ad fraud within the digital advertising industry. In my particular case, I certainly didn't uncover this. I work with a Dr. Augustine Fu out of New York City, who has made this his life's passion and has been doing this for the last 15, 20 years.
Tell us about Dr. Fu. His methodology.
He initially built himself a set of tools because as he was in the industry, he was in the digital advertising industry, and he built himself a set of tools because he didn't believe the numbers that he was seeing coming back from the publishing platforms or his advertising partners, etc. Over the years, he realized that whilst he was using these tools for himself and his own, if you want, portfolio of clients, that there was a far greater need to be served. And I think in his case, a crusade to embark on, which was to uncover, or rather let it be more widely known, that the numbers are far worse than the industry was acknowledging at the time.
Is it even possible to calculate the losses?
No, it's impossible to actually calculate, to give a definitive number, because we don't always know exactly how much is out there. There are new schemes that are uncovered weekly and monthly. But what we do know is that certainly with the kind of forensic or deterministic, and sorry, getting your technical tools that Dr. Fu developed, and he's not alone, others have done the same, that the numbers, as I say, are extraordinarily high and high enough to worry about. We're not talking about little numbers. We're talking about significant numbers.
So what types of ad fraud are you mostly uncovering?
So there are two significant sources of ad fraud. And remember that predicating all of this, an advertiser spends money wanting to put an advert in front of a human being. They cannot, no advertiser ever says, I want proof that somebody saw my ad. The proof you want is that your ad was placed in a position where somebody could see it. It's as simple as that. And so we look for any anomaly that may indicate the fact that either the traffic that caused an ad to load in the digital ecosystem, unlike back in the old days, we opened a magazine or turned a page in a newspaper or turned on a television or the radio. In the digital space, it takes traffic, as in a human saying, I want to look at this website. And that creates, if you want, the advertising opportunity. The website's not sitting there with ads on it saying, where's my human? So on the one hand, you get non-human traffic initiating ad calls. So on the one hand, it's the traffic, and let's call it fake traffic, or in our industry, IVT, invalid traffic. The other is the conscious manipulation of the ad space itself. So whilst it may or may not have been human traffic that initiated the ad call, the ad is not placed in a position where a human could ever have seen it. It's hidden.
Who all benefit from this ad fraud?
Everybody in the supply chain benefits from it, Chris. It doesn't mean that they're complicit. This is an industry predicated on volume. It's all about more. I want to buy more, or impressions, as we call them, spaces to put my ads in. So it's all about volume and scale. And the business model of the industry has a foundation based on volume. So everybody is rewarded on volume one way or the other. The only party that does not benefit is the one who signs the check. The brand team, the advertiser. So once again, it's important. It doesn't mean everybody's complicit. It doesn't mean everybody's creating it. But they're sure as chips benefiting from the advertising industry by the fraud.
So do you think that the majority of brands do not get what they're paying for?
I'm very sure the majority of brands do not get what they're paying for. I'm very sure. I think that there is, or not I think, there is in the industry an accepted cost of doing business. Unlike the analog world where a newspaper is printed and supposedly distributed to a reader, in the online ad world, you and I may open a website, but our Wi-Fi signal can drop. Now, the mere fact that we ask the website to open an ad, assuming it's an ad delivery platform, an ad showing platform, an ad will have been caused to have been shown. The fact that you and I had a little technical glitch on our side is nobody's fault, but the ads will still be paid for. So there is a cost, an underlying cost of doing business. The other things that are costs of doing business is that over 50% of all internet traffic is non-human. Let's call it bots. But it's not all of that is bad. A lot of that traffic, I'm talking about in the marketing world, a lot of that traffic is what helps us have our websites recognized by search crawlers so we can rank higher on the pages. The advent of AI has seen a plethora, an enormous spike in bots running around eating content. Every time one of those bots or bits of code hits a page, it will cause an ad to load. So there's a cost of doing business.
I was just going to ask you about the role of AI in ad fraud.
So in ad fraud itself, AI has done nothing to date to help uncover ad fraud in ways that hasn't or that aren't already being done. However, on the criminal side of it, it has improved in unbelievable leaps and bounds the rate at which these schemes can be deployed. So at the moment, and it's not to say it's not going to play in our favor, at the moment, AI is enabling, if you want, the publisher side more, the people who create platforms that ultimately are offering advertising space for sale.
Now, I would imagine that most brands are well aware of ad fraud and take precautions, but do those precautions cover them adequately? Can they truly protect themselves?
No. I say no, but it is qualified. I think very quickly, there are three distinct kind of brand teams out there. The one knows nothing about ad fraud whatsoever, believe it or not. Wow, fraud doesn't enter our lexicon. Secondly, we know about it, but believe it to be something that is totally under control. One, we've been led to believe for years and years that by industry leadership bodies, that the numbers are really small, and we take precautions. In that particular group, which is primarily, I think, where your question was angled, we believe that there is a measurement layer missing, and we believe that, therefore, the reporting is inadequate. There is an information deficit. So, no, the brands that we work with who already do engage to, if you want, protect themselves or to know their fraud positions, we routinely see numbers that surprise them. And indeed ourselves sometimes. So the answer is no, not well enough.
So what is the most useful advice that you can give brands?
Is to run a proper benchmark test using some kind of forensic tool. You need to be able to use a tool that can interrogate at the lowest level, which is the impression level. You need to know what is happening during and after the ad is actually served. To determine, and you need the data to back it up. Sorry, you've got to have visibility of the data to know whether indeed your objective of putting an ad in front of a human being was met. If you don't want to go that route, which would be crazy for any advertiser, there are also common sense things to do. For example, you know, never use audience extensions. Now, to your audience, an audience extension is where I say I want to advertise on Facebook. Generally speaking, and in terms of the ad fraud circles, fraud is relatively low on Facebook. If 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% is low, well, please. But where the real damage comes in is when we allow a Facebook or a LinkedIn or an Instagram to broadcast our ads to trusted partner networks. So the first thing is, and that's where the real rot sets in, never allow that. And the second thing is use common sense. Have a look at your numbers and ask for and look to see if there are anomalies.
Anything else that the public should be aware of, the consumers of these ads?
No. Now, bear in mind, Chris, we're not talking about scam ads. We're not talking about ads that promise you a fortune. So we're not talking about what the advert. We're talking about what an advertiser, a brand, wants to get their message to market. We're talking about what they did not get. So from the consumer's side, no. But interestingly enough, any of us who uses a mobile device, who play games, who use web apps, you know that the alarm clock apps that many of us use while we're sleeping are loading ads? Is that fraud? No, that's not fraud. That's just pure, what do you talk of, taking advantage of something. Those people who play games on their apps, there are millions and millions of ads loading in the background. They're not designed to be seen by the person using the app. So it adds another layer, is that the publisher doesn't have to be a bad, as in not, it doesn't have to be a publisher that humans aren't using. So absolutely, there are millions and millions of fake websites, fake apps out there that are loading ads. But it doesn't just happen where human beings are not working or are not consuming content. From the consumer point of view, there's no problem.
Mark, can you tell us how big is digital advertising?
Chris, the numbers vary, but globally, we're talking about a $1 trillion industry. The numbers in South Africa are between $35 and $45 billion a year. But consider this. There are more online ads sold and paid for every single day than there are human beings on earth to consume those ads. Who in their right mind buys online advertising without having correct checks and balances in place when you know those kind of numbers?
Thank you. That was Mark Dalouin of Truthsets Online, based in Los Angeles, fighting ad fraud globally. Thank you, Mark.
Chris, thanks very much.
Start your day a step ahead. BizNews Insider. It delivers the business stories that matter every morning straight to your inbox. Sharp, fast, and free. Subscribe now.